As the counting of ballots continues in Hillsborough County, 2 days after the election, two Florida Democrats are calling for Governor Charlie Crist to intervene. State Senators Charlie Justice and Arthenia Joyner wrote a letter to the governor today, saying they are concerned that if the situation continues on its current path, quote, many votes will be unaccounted for. The senators list the fact that Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson is on the ballot raises conflict of interest issues as a reason for the state to get involved. They also wrote the issue is becoming more embarrassing by the hour. Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita also called it embarrassing today.
Number one, we had to look at the highest percentage of foreclosures in that area. We also had to look at the highest percentage of homes in that area that were financed by a subprime loan. And then we also had to look at the risk and that risk that they would become foreclosures based upon deficiencies or default.
Turner said the properties they chose were from the areas around USF, Orient Park, and the Palm River, Claremont Progress Village vicinities. Vicki Engel is a real estate agent in Riverview. She said those areas have always had a preponderance of foreclosures before the subprime mortgage crisis hit.
We have in Riverview thousands of houses in foreclosure, if not already foreclosed on, that are sitting empty. If I don't really know what the board's idea is as far as buying these homes and then reselling them or what. You know, I haven't read anything. I can't find anything on it to see what exactly is going to happen with that money.
Diane Lipke said some of the money should be distributed to the first-time homeowners program in the county.
I know my family and I, we long to live the American dream, and that is to be a homeowner. It's humiliating to stand in my children's face and admit that I don't own a home yet. I have a 20-year-old stepson at this rate is going to own a home before I will. So I'm here asking you all, on behalf of my family and other families like mine, to please give us that chance, because otherwise we're not going to have it.
However, an official said that the Neighborhood Stabilization Program is separate from the Down Payment Assistance Program, which will be distributing money next month for people like Ms. Lipke. Julian Garcia sits on the county's Affordable Housing Advisory Board and works with a nonprofit group that hopes to work with the county on the program.
The program itself is going to be very difficult to implement. It's an 18-month period to acquire, renovate if necessary, and resell the property in a market that is very difficult for anyone to sell a property.
Peter Murphy's firm helps landlords and investors manage low-income properties in the Bay Area. He said his group helps investors manage future sales in years, not months.
So what we would like to encourage the county to do is to take a longer-term vision in this, embrace the private sector to help them manage this real estate from a restoration standpoint and from a tenant management standpoint so that you can get the most money back in the taxpayers' hands as soon as possible. If we take a short-term approach to this, and if we try to put these back on the market, what will happen is that investors will come back in and acquire this product, and we'll put it back on the market for rent, just like what you initially could have done in the first place. So you'll end up enriching the investors at the expense of taxpayers.
Bill Armstrong is the interim director for the county's affordable housing office. He said the program would be incredibly challenging to meet the timelines.
We have 18 months, beginning, we believe, in late January, to have these funds committed. And in today's housing market, and how things are changing and the unknowns of the future, it's very possible that we'll come back with Plan B once we get into the Plan A and see how well it's working, and that would be part of a normal process of coming back and making adjustments. So I don't want to sit here and tell you that this plan is going to go through for 18 months without any modification. We simply don't know. We're operating based on current data, projections for the near future, but we're looking at 18 months staring us right in the middle of the eye.